from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, man. This one's going to sting a little bit. I'm just going to be honest with you. This topic's going to sting because every once in a while, there is a celebrity death that maybe hits you a little bit differently. And I've got friends that just are kind of just emotionless to be like, well, I didn't know James Earl Jones, so it doesn't really affect me.
Oh, come on.
And I'll be honest with you, when Buffett passed away, I was pretty saddened because I know what he meant to my father and what he meant to our family growing up. Like, we would listen to Cheeseburger in Paradise, and my dad would make cheeseburgers in Paradise. How dare you put anything other than Heinz 57, French fried tomatoes, however you had to eat it that way.
Look, I'll tell you that Jimmy Buffett's been dead now for over a year, and there isn't a day that goes by where we don't talk about missing him, either in my family text or with my daughter or somebody like that. Like, there are certain celebrity deaths that do hit you really, really hard.
And there's, you know, yesterday when we kind of got the information. Of course, TMZ tweets it, so you know it's real.
Right.
And James Earl Jones was announced that he had passed away at the age of 93.
Which I thought James Earl Jones would be one of those guys who would just never die. like you really thought he was going to be there forever, right?
And the best part I think about, before I get into my favorite James Earl Jones role, I think the best part about James Earl Jones is that he's not a guy that is on the front of the screen like a Tom Cruise or a Brad Pitt or a Leonardo DiCaprio or even a Christian Bale or a, you know, modern day like a Timothée Chalamet. That's not who his role was. But yet you could say that he's way more impactful as a Hollywood actor than any of those guys.
No doubt.
Right? Like, he wasn't the action star. He was the voice of Darth Vader, who's probably the number one villain of all time.
Mm-hmm. And arguably the number one misquoted movie line of all time as well.
And to me, you can look at all these roles that he played, but my favorite role of James Earl Jones is Old Man Myrtle from The Sandlot.
That's a great one. It's a fun
and
one, yeah.
It's because of, and I'll play the audio.
You knew Babe Ruth?
George? I sure did. And he knew me. He was almost as great a hitter as I was. I would have broken his record, too, but
you went blind.
Yep. I used to crowd the plate so that strike zone almost disappeared. Pitchers hate that. That's the way I played. 100% all the time. Baseball was life. And I was good at it. Real good. And then, one day, a high fast one and pow, the lights went out.
I don't think we could take this ball.
I'll tell you what. You guys come by here once a week and talk baseball with me. We'll call it an even trade.
Yeah.
God, what a scene.
It's so good.
I mean, I literally have goosebumps on my arms because you could ask anyone in my family, my father, you can't ask my mother, but you can ask my father, my stepmother, my sisters, anybody. My favorite movie growing up was The Sandlot. I can quote that thing from start to finish. And I love his role in that movie because it taught me so much that you don't know someone until you meet them. And that was what his role was. Because if you remember, Squints Palladores was telling everybody that his dad had to arrest old man Myrtle, and he's this grouchy old dude with this giant beast of a dog, which was a mastiff, which they are huge. But like he says in the very end, he's like, oh, you guys should have just came knock on the door. You could have gotten whatever you wanted. Damn it, Squints.
Yeah.
And it's like, he gives this kid a 1927 signed baseball by the Yankees. You know more than anybody. Yeah. If you had that baseball, ain't nobody touching
it. No, that's like that's the coup de grace of teams, you know?
And the best part about that is this whole movie is based off this neighbor who was this evil, ugly, you know, mean guy with this gigantic human-eating dog. And it turns out he's a wholesome baseball guy that loves everything and wants somebody to talk to and talk baseball.
Right.
And gives this guy a way out of his dad, Dennis Leary, which is hilarious, to not get in trouble, even though he gets grounded for the rest of summer and all that sort of stuff. But it's like, you kind of see that that's the James Earl Jones role that always is there. He's that comforting outside of Darth Vader.
Right.
But like, eventually, but like, he's that role. Like, he's the guy. Like, if, I don't know. Old Man Myrtle is just my favorite James Earl Jones.
Well, character. And I think it resonates because I think everybody had that guy in their neighborhood when they were kids growing up. Now, I don't know how much of that resonates today because kids don't play outside. They're on their Nintendos all the time playing those video games and all that other nonsense that they do. And that Dan Fogelberg and I sound old. But Mr. Endress was kind of that guy in our neighborhood growing up, right? Mm-hmm. Like he kind of lived by himself. He didn't know. And I started shoveling his front walk and became
and
like,
all
had
that neighbor where you're like, oh, that old lady's a grouch. Your dog sucks.
Yeah, right.
Really, it's like, hi, Miss Morris. Yeah, nice to meet you.
She's just a lonely old lady that's looking for some friends or something, somebody to talk to. And so I think everybody had that guy. But for me, I think, and yesterday I was starting to go through the James Earl Jones rabbit hole. And when I listened back to this again, I started breaking down crying listening to this speech by James Earl Jones, because to me, Field of Dreams is one of, if not the best baseball movie, sports movies, movies in general out there, because the big meaning of it was, you know, you're going to have the opportunity one last time to play catch with your father, right? Mm-hmm. And who wouldn't want that opportunity? I think for every boy and girl out there to have that one last opportunity to play catch with your dad really, really resonates. And through this whole movie of Field of Dreams, you're expecting it to be all about like this baseball, but it was really about Ray and getting the opportunity to mend that fence with his father. And when I hear this, you know, quote from James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams, it brings me back to 2014 and 2015 when everything was freaking awesome baseball-wise in this town.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
And that's the best speech in movie history for my money, because I'm a baseball dork. I love my father. That's the father-son bonding type thing that you have, you know, in that movie. And hearing that gives me goosebumps all the time. And then you think about those 2014 and 2015 Royals, and we'll talk about the 2014 Royals with Eric Cosmer coming up at 8:00 this morning here on 96.5 The Fan. But it just always brings me back to that time when things were so awesome from a baseball perspective. And I still get choked up thinking about 14 and 15 and thinking about that movie line, because he's right. Like, baseball is what takes us away from everything. Every night it's there. It's that constant. Every night it's in your living room. Every night it's on your radio. Every night you're there with baseball. Could have a bad day, but man, you flip on that game and it takes you away from all that negativity and all the nonsense that you experience that hard day. Baseball really is like a friend, man. It's there for you every single night. And then the winter comes, you're like, damn, what am I going to do? And then your friend comes back in the spring and it's good again.
If it ain't Mr. Myrtle and it ain't Darth Vader, it's not Field of Dreams. By God, it's Mufasa, isn't it?
Everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Wow.
A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And this will all be mine?
Everything.
Everything the light touches. What about that shadowy place?
That's beyond our borders. You must never go there, Simba.
But I thought a king can do whatever he wants.
Oh, there's more to being king than getting your way all the time.
There's more?
Simba. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As king, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures, from the crawling ant to the leaping antelope.
But Dad, don't we eat the antelope?
Yes, Simba, but let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass. And so, we are all connected in the great circle of life.
By God, praise be.
Oh, my gosh.
By God, praise be. I'm not crying, you're crying.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.